Good afternoon, here's Radim Kramer from Erste Bank. I would like to ask you, how do you see the development of the daily copies of newspapers in the future, because you were talking about some decline in the sales of dailies in general in Poland. So if you have some comments to that, thank you.
Okay, in terms of the future development of the market, it is obviously very difficult to predict, but the decline that we are observing is not very big, and we are holding very, very well. So, depending on the market development in the future, we believe that either the copy sales will remain flat or there will be a very, very small decline overall in the market, and we believe that we will be able to keep our market share in terms of copy sales in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Andrzej King of KNG. I got two questions, if I may. One is on your promotional spend. We noticed that promotional spend related to newspaper and internet went down by 7%. We've also, in the second quarter year-on-year, we also noticed that obviously you're doing quite well with your copy sales of Gazeta, while your major competitor copy sales, I think, suffered 19% decline in the second quarter. My question is, given that you defend your position very well, do you still need to spend that much on promotional expenses? Was that 7% drop in the newspaper promotional spend a bleep, or should we expect that drop maybe to continue? How do you feel about your promotional spend going forward? And the second question is on Polska Presse project. Obviously, it makes sense for a new title to come to the market either in the autumn or in the spring. They've been quite quiet recently. What's your best guess? Will they launch in this autumn or will they launch in the spring? What do you hearing out there? Thank you.
Okay, I will start from the second one, as this is very easy. Yes, it is quiet. It's very late, and at the moment they have not yet chosen the advertising company that will advertising agency that will support them. They are still in the process, so it is a little bit late. However, in terms of whether they will launch or not, the best piece of information that we have is a recent interview of Mr. Tomasz Wróblewski in media and marketing, and he definitely said they would launch, and that they would launch in mid-October, beginning mid-October. So that's all we know. In terms of promotion expense, the promotion expense declined of the whole dailies and internet segment, of which about 9.6 million relates to the Nowy Dzień promotion expense of last year. And also, as I remember, 14 million zloty relates to decline of the collections because of different projects and more effective introduction to the market of new collections. So if you take the net amount, then it has not declined so much. We have to spend a lot of promotion on new internet services. We are promoting Metro, and we will continue to promote Gazeta Wyborcza. However, we cannot just concentrate on promotion expenses and compare expenses, promotion expenses on Gazeta to previous year. This is because there is completely new strategy of this dual pricing. So you would have higher promotion expense when a DVD is added. However, at the same time, there is a higher price, so there is an offsetting revenue increase, so in many cases the net result is positive, so it
right.
helps us to build the copy sales, and at the same time doesn't affect the net result. So we will have to look both at revenue enhancement and cost and calculate the net And so far it has been very effective strategy. So we'll be monitoring effectiveness of this strategy, and depending on how effective it is in the future, we either continue to do it or we will have to think about something else.
Right. And one more question, if I may. On
yes.
your CapEx expenditure this year, what are you targeting for your full-year CapEx spend?
Maybe I will let our CFO, Jarosław Szaliński, to answer this question.
Good afternoon. The CapEx planned for this year amounts to about 45-50 million PLN. So this on the similar level like in last 2-3 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to thank everybody. If there are no further questions, you can always ask questions either in writing or by telephone. We have our head of corporate communications with us. She is always more than happy to answer any questions. We have also Sebastian Krysiuk, head of financial reporting, and also Jarosław Szaliński, CFO, will be more than happy to answer any questions that you would have in the future. In terms of any operating questions or strategic questions, you may refer them to me as well or to Joasia, and I will try to answer them if there are any more questions in the future. Thank you very much and have a good afternoon.